This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Well, what a news cycle we're in right now, and one of the best people to break it down is my friend Sean Spicer, who's with us. He's got a show that's going to air tonight on YouTube. Sean, how are you?
Well, I'm on the East Coast, so I feel safe, Mark. I cannot believe what's happening in L.A. I can't believe we're at this point in our country. It's a simple question. I know you're asking to be polite, but I scratch my head because I wrote a column. I've got a newsletter, SeanSpicer.com, where I write a newsletter a couple times a week. And last week I wrote, when I got into politics in 1994 and did my first race, it was your standard Republican, Democrat, liberal, conservative stuff. We want less taxes, less government. The other side wants this. Things like the border and siding with criminals was not an issue.
Yeah.
Certainly wasn't a partisan issue. And the idea that the Democrats have now gone all in and talked about our, what was Kamala Harris's phrase this weekend? Our immigrant neighbor friends. And I'm like, I don't think neighbors or friends burn police cars, throw rocks at law enforcement. My neighbors don't anyway. I can't speak for St. Louis because it's been a while now. But I will tell you, at least where I'm from, we don't throw rocks at our neighbors. We don't burn their cars. And I just cannot believe we're at a point in our country where we have one party that stands with law and order and another party that stands with criminals. It's just, it blows my mind. And anyone who thinks that, like all these Democrat stories that are coming out of Washington about, you know, we need to worry about men, we need a podcast, we need to, it's like, guys, you don't need any of that until you get common sense back in your party. That's what they're missing. This isn't a tactical issue. You know, they keep thinking that they just need to do more of this or more of that. The reality is what they do is need to do less of the dumb stuff.
Yeah, well, you know what? You said you can't speak for St. Louis. I can, and here's why. We saw a lot of this certainly in the aftermath of Mike Brown, and then there was another case here where there were protests. Some of this happens right outside my building here downtown. And the one thing, and this has been addressed by the chief in Los Angeles, and President Trump agrees, look, how many millions of people are in L.A.? These are professional protesters that are getting involved here, and they're destroying property, and they're defending criminals, to your point. I mean, if you really look at the people who are being swept up, these aren't, you know, the Maryland fathers, right? Or the California fathers. These are people who should not be in this country. But here you have Jayapal and even Gavin Newsom getting on board with the criminals. They do not distinguish. There was a piece, Sean, in our local paper about some of the ICE arrests. You had to tick down to about the fifth paragraph to feel, you know, to really realize that they were talking about people who were criminals and should not be here. Yeah. They always forget the illegal part of the conversation. They never acknowledge that.
Right. Well, that's right. And I actually on my show tonight talking about this, like the language, right? So it's our neighbor, our immigrant neighbors, those people who are undocumented. It's like they won't use the phrase because they know they're not right on this. Okay, so number one, and then they use phrases like peaceful protest, we've got things under control, as if we're stupid and we don't have eyes. That's number one. Number two, remember something that's important here. This is not just like some normal domestic unrest situation. These folks are going after federal agents, and the federal government has a right, indeed an obligation, to protect federal agents, federal property. So that's different. And then the third thing I would say is this. I walked through the timeline on my show tonight. So I need to go to YouTube and watch this thing. But it's fascinating because the media won't tell you this. But remember how this started. There's an assemblyman, a Democratic assemblyman, okay? And the assemblyman represents that Paramount area in California.
Okay.
And he sees ICE agents, the trucks, rolling in. So he says, I'm going to start live streaming this and see where they go. And he tells them, hey, look, these guys go, which is, where did they go? They went to their office. There's like a lot where the ICE folks in this Paramount area of California. So he sees ICE agents and he's streaming on Instagram and getting a crowd to come gather because he said they shouldn't be here operating in this area of California. So in other words, this Democratic assemblyman, these guys from ICE weren't doing anything, weren't bothering them, weren't raiding anything. They were literally going to their office. And he starts live streaming this on Instagram and saying, come gather, come protest. They come. He gets hundreds of people to show up to this lot. They start throwing rocks at the agents. They light three cars on fire. But the reason I say this is remember the TikTok here. This wasn't like ICE was doing something nefarious and then they protested it. They created this situation, created it. And then Gavin Newsom starts saying it's under control, don't do anything. But wait, but just to be clear, ICE wasn't in the middle of some big raid, which still, frankly, would be their job.
Right.
Right. Or they weren't. They were literally at their office. And then when they went to leave and they opened the gate, they started pelting them. So when you listen to the media talk about we got to get ICE out of here and we got to do this, just don't fall for their narrative, because the reality is that this was started entirely by the left. They created this situation. They showed up. They committed acts of violence. And every one of these people, from Karen Bass to Jayapal, as you mentioned, they literally egged these people on. And the federal government has, an obligation to protect them.
Well, look, there's more, you know, similarity to St. Louis, because when Mike Brown happened, we had an alderman here that gaslit it, and our local paper gaslit it before knowing any of the facts, before knowing any of the lies. So this is very common, and we're very familiar with this here in St. Louis. I have to get to some other issues, Sean Spicer, because there's so much going on right now. I tweeted this afternoon. I said, why suspend Terry Moran of ABC? 99% of the legacy media aren't any different. They feel exactly the same way. He just made the mistake of saying it out loud. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, a couple of things. Number one, you know, it's funny because Chuck Todd and Chris Saliza, two has-beens, both said, I can't believe Stephen Miller is attacking these folks for you know, because he basically, Stephen Miller's tweet was, I can't believe, you know, that he, exactly what you said, that this is just the quiet part out loud. But the reality is that, you know, it may have been 12:06 a.m. on a Saturday night, and I'm going to guess, maybe, I'm not, look, to use a media phrase, without evidence, but I'm saying that I'm going to guess that Terry Moran might have had a few.
You never know. Yeah.
You never know, without evidence, but the reality is that he did say the quiet part out loud. And hold on. Wait a second. Mark, I'm getting breaking news right now. I'm just going to read it to you as it comes over. Jake Tapper is announcing a brand new book, Original Sin 2, ABC's Decline, Its Cover-Up, and Their Disastrous Hiring Choices. So apparently Jake is going to now write a whole book on this and make a ton of money as well. But the truth is, I cannot believe one other quick little stat. Did you realize that no one at ABC News has actually put out a statement or said anything? John Carl, who hosted This Week the next morning, didn't mention it. ABC News, their PR department, hasn't put out a statement. The news was broken by CNN.
Yeah, that is interesting.
No one at ABC has been asked to comment. Not one person.
Yeah, I don't think I did know that, but that's interesting. So we'll see where that takes us. My guess is he's going to still have his job, and if he doesn't, he'll be part of the resistance, right? Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, I mean, that's why I'm saying I cannot believe that ABC has gotten away. And here's the reality. Remember, if they've gotten away with it, that means that no one else has asked. So if you they could say, well, we didn't proactively put out a statement. Okay, that's nuts that you suspended the guy who just did an interview with the president of the United States. But the idea that you guys at ABC haven't proactively put out a statement, I think is ridiculous, but okay, fair enough. But the idea, think about this, not one person from the media has asked them.
Yeah, they don't want to cover it.
All these media reporters, Stelter didn't report that, you know, here's what ABC News, he said, I have reporting that he's been suspended. He didn't even get, like, why isn't one of these people asked ABC News for a comment?
Very, very valid question. You know, so often is the case with you. It's so funny. I was just thinking about this. I was all prepared to talk about Trump and Elon and what happened the other day. But since then, it's like that's already old news, isn't it?
You know, the funny thing is, so as you know, I have a nightly show. It airs on YouTube and all podcast channels. And so over the weekend, starting on Friday, I start to make notes. And I don't know how you do your show, but I mean, that's how I operate.
Sure,
I start with
the
doc,
too.
And I
yep.
just start adding in things. And so I'm with you. I'm glad you said that. It was funny. I was like, I'm going to talk about Abrego Garcia returned to the United States, Elon Musk. And I'm like, I had all these things. And all of a sudden.
That's Friday.
Like, wait a second. I'm like, God, that's Friday. What? I mean, can you imagine Abrego Garcia is like, what was that? Like 3 weeks ago? I mean, this is insane. This is, I get such a kick out of Trump world because you think that what happens on a Friday, you'll be able to hold. And here we are 48 hours later on. If this was Biden, we'd be like, okay, what else are we going to talk about?
No, we would be.
And here we are. And I'm like, and by the way, there was a whole bunch of stuff that happened with Russia. We have China talks going on with Secretary Bessent and Lutnick and Ambassador Greer. And I'm just like, this is crazy. All this stuff is happening. And we're going 2 days later over a weekend.
Breakneck speed.
In the wind.
Oh, my God. It's hard to keep up with. But since you mentioned Biden and since you were in a similar role, the same role, KJP, Sean, what do you say about that?
First of all, I get such a kick out of it. I mean, to me, number one, she boldface lied. Okay, either you had there's two things. So she said that Joe Biden ran circles around her. So either she really needs to take a dose of Maha and get better. I really worry about her health. If that guy's running circles around you, then you have a health issue. Okay, so that's number one. Number two, or she boldface lied. But those are the only two choices. Then the idea that she had the audacity to think that after being unbelievably ethically unqualified to hold that job, that she was entitled to a position on The View is another thing that I can't get a thing. then I can't get over the hurdle of her thinking that somehow she deserves a book deal so that she can tell us why she left the Democratic Party. I mean, for as much trouble as the Democratic Party is in, I have a feeling that whoever that new chairman is probably like, good, bye, we don't need you.
Yeah, you mean the guy that they leaked the phone call on, probably David Hogg leaked the phone call on, Ken Martin? How about that, too?
Yeah, Ken Martin. I mean, just, but the idea that, like, I get such a kick out of how, like, it's embarrassing that she's like, I'm trying to be an independent and I left the party. I will tell you this right now. I'll save you the $27 or whatever the book is going to cost. It's a grievance fest. She's pissed because a lot of people in the White House knew, and they're the ones who told the truth, how epically unqualified she was for that job. And she's just going to go after them. So John Kirby, Anita Dunn, maybe Jeff Zients, Bruce Reed and Steve Ricchetti, all the Biden insiders. I think she's going to crap on all of them, right? And so that's, if you really just want to hear Brin Jean-Pierre complain about how she didn't get the respect that she didn't deserve from those folks, then spend $27.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
But honestly, like, I feel like at some point, I will predict this. I truly believe this. With the exception of maybe some mandated bulk orders, she will not sell more than 5,000 individual copies.
We'll track that. It'll be interesting. Well, and you know, let me ask this. I don't have a lot of time left, but have you read or just reaction on the Tapper and the Thompson? I mean, Jake Tapper aside with his hypocrisy, that's a whole topic in and of itself. But the revelations are, you know, obvious to a lot of us. Hey, we've been talking about this for a long time, right?
Yeah, look. So I will not buy it. I will not read it out of principle. I just can't. And I feel like it upsets me. It's sort of like when conservatives go embrace, you know, folks on the left wing of the media. And like, I'm like, we have suffered enough. Why are we helping them? And so if you buy Jake Tapper's book, you know, I feel like we are enabling them. Jake Tapper was part of the problem. It's a lie. It's a bold for all of his sanctimonious stuff about the big lie and misinformation. He is equally to sit here and to say, gosh, I didn't.
Oh,
realize
no doubt. No doubt.
Joe, but he is a liar. He's spreading misinformation. He is part of the problem. And the idea that he is, you know, probably making several hundred thousand dollars off of this, to me,
it's sickening. It's disgusting.
Is just,
and by the way, right. You know what I've said? I don't know if you've touched this book, but I think David Zweig's book, An Abundance of Caution About COVID, is more important than that book because of the damage it did to millions of kids. I don't know if you've touched that or had David on the show, but that's the important book right now.
Wait, so tell me, when did that come out?
It came out like 2 months ago, right before all this buzz happened on the Tapper book, and it's called.
The funny part about this is why, like, you and I should, like, we have this on air, but like at some point, I was literally having a conversation with my team about getting some good authors on for, you know, the middle of July.
You should get him on.
Have his stuff.
Yep.
I love this. You're great, and if I've got the Mark Reardon seal of approval, then I know it makes sense. So.
I'll send you his contact. I'm in direct contact with David, and he's come on a couple of times because I feel like his book is so important. I think you would enjoy this conversation. I really do.
No. This is and not only that, but I love you and I are simpatico on this because this to me, I talk about this all the time. This is another one of the big lies. The idea of how the left is getting away with what they did during COVID. So I'm super thankful that you brought it up, and I would like. I'd love to have this guy on because this is exactly what I was looking for 2 hours ago. And I said, we got to find somebody who's got it. And it's a great story to tell because you're right. If we don't learn the lessons, I believe one of the biggest things is that if we don't learn our lesson with China, these guys sent us a virus. We bought their PPE. We are now, I give President Trump a lot of credit for standing up to them right now. But at some point, if we don't realize the economic and military existential threat that we face because of them, it's on us.
Absolutely.
Right. So
I'm
glad you brought this up.
I will send it. I will share it.
You got anything else for me?
No, because I'm out of time because we're running out of time here and the show's about over and who knows what's going to happen after 6 o'clock tonight. Enjoy the podcast and the show tonight on YouTube. Sean, I will send you David Zweig stuff. Thank you so much.
Thanks, brother.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.